have been listening to John Silver here on your key station for the Midwest, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Group W Westinghouse Broadcast. Fort Wayne at last report, we had clear skies, 47 degrees. Good morning, everyone. Bob Sievers with the 5 o'clock news this morning. Democrats in the House Impeachment Committee do not feel that President Nixon's Watergate transcripts comply with the subpoena for tapes, and they plan to seek a bipartisan approval tonight of a simple statement saying this. This came out of a Democratic caucus last night. House GOP leader John Rhodes said a similar caucus with committee Republicans led to an opposite conclusion. He said the Republicans concur that Nixon was substantially in compliance, but at least three committee Republicans have disagreed with this. Meanwhile, sources in Washington say President Nixon is getting ready to challenge a subpoena from Watergate prosecutor Leon Jaworski. That subpoena for the tapes of 64 presidential conversations must be answered by tomorrow. Here in Fort Wayne, a quiet night. Police report an armed robbery took place in Elwood, Indiana, late last night. One man armed with a handgun robbed the Marsh supermarket there and escaped with an undetermined amount of cash. The 600-member East Allen County Teachers Association says it plans to file an unfair labor practices complaint against the school board. The teacher's chief negotiator, Dean Ray, says the charges will be filed with the new Indiana Education Employment Relations Board. He said negotiators for the school corporation want teachers to drop certain items from their list of demands before the bargaining begins. Included were class size, teaching conditions, and terms and conditions of work, Ray said. Out of Anderson this morning, Anderson teachers say they also will file charges with the new state board because a school board decision to cut jobs of 148 instructors there. Out of Winnemac, Indiana this morning, 47 persons were injured when part of an Amtrak passenger train derailed northwest of Winnemac. The 28 passengers, 14 crew members, and 5 Penn Central employees were treated in the Winnemac hospital and released. The Miami to Chicago train carried 103 passengers. One passenger said, "There was a funny feeling. We knew it was going off the track. We could feel it tugging and pulling, and all we could do was hold our breath." Out of Ohio this morning, dealers for Standard Oil of Ohio say they expect prices on orders placed for delivery to be pumped about 6 cents a gallon higher. So Ohio officials refused last night to acknowledge the increase, but said some announcement probably will be forthcoming today. Shell Oil Company already has raised its prices 4.8 cents a gallon, and Marathon Oil at Findlay is awaiting Ohio action to determine the next pricing action. The Ashland Oil Company, however, announced a 5 cent per gallon drop in prices, attributing the reduction to the end of the Mideast oil embargo and lower prices on foreign crude oil. Out of Michigan this morning, the Ford Motor Company is idling 37,000 workers because of a part shortage caused by strikes at 2 Michigan suppliers. The workers representing 14 plants in 8 states will be laid off by the end of this week. And I see in the news of the nation and world, and by the way, that WOWO time coming up, 5:04 in Ohio and Michigan, it's 6:04. The White House is to release a new statement on the economy today following the expiration of wage and price controls for virtually all industries. Syria reports its forces today destroyed one Israeli tank and an arms dump in pre-dawn clashes on Mount Hermon. Secretary of State Kissinger arrived in Alexandria last night to discuss the Middle East situation with his most enthusiastic supporter in the Arab world, Egyptian President Sadat. And Princess Grace of Monaco added a royal note to 7th Avenue Fashions yesterday when she attended Vera Maxwell's collection showing in New York. Princess Grace said she had her eye on a couple of short, quilted jackets at the show.
Does travel fascinate you? Well, listen to this. You can travel and get paid for it. Morgan Driveway Incorporated, one of the world's greatest transporters of mobile homes and travel trailers, needs owner-operators right now. No experience necessary because Morgan trains you at no charge. If you're 25 years old or older, in good health, have a good driving record, and own or can purchase a late-model 3-ton short-wheelbase tractor with fifth wheel to pull company-owned low-boy semi-trailers and want to be in a challenging business, well, this is your chance to be a Morgan man. For additional information and truck requirements, contact Morgan Driveway, 2822 West Lexington Avenue, Elkhart, Indiana. Or phone collect, area code 219-293-1585. That's Morgan Driveway, Elkhart, Indiana. Phone 219-293-1585. Or just write Morgan in care of WoWo Radio, Fort Wayne.
The weather outlook for WoWo Land, mostly sunny and mild today, increasing cloudiness tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. We've dropped 3 degrees during the past hour. We're now a clear 44, the new 5 o'clock reading in Fort Wayne. 44 degrees, humidity 89%, westerly wind at 9, and our barometer 30.11 and rising. And that's the news and weather at 5. Bob Seavers reporting.
Fort Wayne.
Here's another money-stretching offer from Firestone. Northern Indiana Firestone dealers have the Deluxe Champion Super Belt, the 1974 original equipment white wall, priced to sell for as little as $25. $25 for size A7813, plus $1.80 federal excise tax on your old tire. A small price to pay for such a quality white wall tire. 2 layers of tough polyester cord and double belts of fiberglass under the tread, combined for strength and impact resistance to help you get great tire mileage. Hurry in before they sell out of your size. At this price, they'll go fast. Don't forget, though, as low as $25. Other sizes and pairs also low priced. Black walls available in some sizes, too. Buy on convenient terms. The Deluxe Champion Superbelt 74 original equipment white wall, priced as low as $25 now. All tires mounted free at this low price.
See Chris at Boland's in Sturgis, Michigan, or Jim or Jack at Wurtenberger Firestone in downtown Huntington, Indiana. Good morning, neighbors. Now it's chore time at Indiana's world-famous Little Red Barn. Chore time with Jay Gould, Director of Farm Services here at WoWo. Portions of our program are pre-recorded.
Good morning, farmers from coast to coast and in all the provinces of Canada, and good morning, everybody else. Bob Seavers, my sidekick, our guest this morning, A.T. Mulberry, who is sales supervisor for Federal Crop Insurance in our WO area. The music-making farmhands, all of us are proud and happy to stop by to help see the chores out of the Red Barn on this nice, clear Wednesday morning. First day of May.
That's right, May Day, Jay.
May Day.
You know, yesterday I received a nice letter from a lady way up in St. Ignace, Michigan. And believe it or not, she says the LaSalle High School Symphonic Band of St. Ignace, Michigan, this morning are appearing at 8:30 at Snyder High School here in Fort Wayne. And tomorrow morning at 10, they'll be at the Indiana Institute of Technology. I just got the letter yesterday. Monday they were at Bishop Dwenger, and Tuesday they were at Concordia Lutheran High. So the LaSalle High School Symphonic Band way up there. St. Ignace is a long way up there, isn't it?
Well, it's right there on the bridge.
Well, it's a long way up there, then. All right, let's start out with music 9 minutes after 5.
If I sent a rose to you, how every time you make me blue. I just want my arms around you.
Mickey Gilley, I believe. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, that's his new one called Room Full of Roses. He certainly brought back a nice old favorite, didn't he? We'll get over to our police calls in a moment. We've got a clear 44 degrees in Fort Wayne. We've dropped from 47, 3 degrees in the past hour. There's got to be a catch. Nobody can give away $50 worth of groceries without costing you something. But your five Fort Wayne A&T WEO stores are. That's right. $50 worth of groceries free. All you have to do is register. Stop in at any one of your five Fort Wayne A&T WEO stores and register for the great grocery giveaway. There's no purchase necessary. Winners will be notified by mail. There'll be one winner for every store each week. So shop your Fort Wayne A&T WEO stores today. Great values and the great grocery giveaway going on now at A&T.
If your old pickup has finally had it, if you're looking for value in your next one, have we got good news for you! Right now, your Ford dealer has a good selection of 1974 pickups in a variety of models, too. These are his roomy, rugged Ford pickups that have the famous twin I-beam front suspension for a smooth car-like ride, and lots of other standard features like front disc brakes, full foam seats, and a hidden storage area behind the seat. Yes, your Ford dealer is ready right now to deal on the truck that fits you and your job. So don't delay. Get on down to your Ford dealer and get true value for your money. Get the 1974 Ford pickup.
You'll find there's a 74 Ford pickup to fit your needs exactly. Wide choice of sizes, engines, and options. See them all at your nearby Ford dealers. The truck professional.
Break this morning and relax with some great food, a friendly atmosphere, and free coffee with any meal ordered. Do yourself a favor and stop at the Huddle Restaurant at the corner of State Street and US 30 Bypass in Fort Wayne. The Huddle features morning specials like ham, hotcakes, eggs, hash browns, and toast for only $1.75. Or try Huddle's eggs and bacon, hotcakes and bacon, or French toast and bacon for only 99 cents. The Huddle Restaurant is open 24 hours a day, ready and waiting to serve you. And it's surrounded by a spacious 4 acres of parking for your large rig. Stop in now at State Street and US 30 Bypass in Fort Wayne for great food and fast service 24 hours a day. The Huddle Restaurant, where every meal is served with free coffee and a smile.
That's a good idea, truckers. All right, 14 and a half after 5. Let's get over to our calls.
State Police, Super Erickson.
Good morning, Mr. Erickson. This is Bob. How's everything out your way this morning?
Oh, nice and quiet.
Okay, it's a little bit cooler this morning, isn't it?
I was going to add the same thing.
Yeah, thanks a lot then, Mr. Erickson.
You bet.
Goodbye. Now to Ligonier, and who is this morning?
Right, Bob. This is Trooper Hummel.
Good morning, Trooper Hummel. How is everything up your way this morning?
Not a thing going on, Bob. It's real quiet.
All right, fine.
line. I guess so far, so I will hang all over. And thanks a lot, Trooper Amo.
Yes, sir, you bet.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Now let's switch to Pendleton, and who is this?
This is Jim Kaler.
Good morning, Jim. This is Bob Seavers up at WoWo. How's everything down your way this morning?
It's quiet today.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much, then, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Bye now.
Goodbye. Now let's switch to Van Wert, Ohio, and who is this?
This is Mrs. Foley.
Morning, Mrs. Foley. This is Bob. How is everything over your way this morning?
Everything's real quiet here. How are you?
All right, fine. I just can't drum up a thing this morning. Everything's quiet all over then, huh?
Yes, it's quiet around here.
All right, fine, Miss Foley. Have a nice day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
It should be Finley now, and who is this?
Mr. Cherry.
Morning, Mr. Cherry. How's everything over your way this nice spring morning?
Things real quiet, Bob. We haven't had any accidents. A little cooler, about 46 here now.
Yes, I notice up in Houghton, Michigan right now, it's right on the freezing line 32 up there.
Is that right?
So it is a lot cooler this morning.
Sure is.
All right, Mr. Cherry, and nothing at all you've heard of in the area?
I haven't heard of anything either, Bob.
Fine. Thanks a lot, and we'll check with you tomorrow.
Okay, Bob.
Goodbye. Our final call, Paw, Michigan, and who is this?
Hey, please, Sergeant Gus.
Morning, Sergeant Gus. This is Bob. How is everything up your way this morning?
Fairly quiet, Bob. I don't have anything here to report. Weather-wise, why, she's clear and a little chilly this morning.
Fine. You haven't heard anything down our way either, have you?
No, we haven't.
Fine, Sergeant Gus. Thanks a lot, and have a nice day.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Alfalfa growers have many insecticides to choose from, and going after alfalfa weevils. And the problem is most of these products aren't made for this purpose. One is, however, and that's Alphatox from Sibagaigi, a specially formulated combination with just the right punch for controlling this harmful pest. Alphatox has the ability to stop alfalfa weevils cold and the ability to work even in cold weather. But to be sure you're getting the most for your insecticide dollar, follow this one easy rule. Come in with Alphatox when you see 3 to 5 out of 10 plants showing larvae feeding. If you can do this, Alphatox will do the rest. Stopping alfalfa weevil before it has a chance to ruin your crop. Alphatox. It's made only for alfalfa weevil control. Alphatox by Sibagaigi.
Woe reminds you the American War Mothers will be selling carnations at the International Harvester next week on Wednesday, General Electric next Thursday a week from tomorrow, and Zollner's a week from Friday, and all uptown banks will be reminding about you about that as the time draws near. We have a clear 44 degrees in Fort Wayne and mostly sunny and mild our outlook for today.
This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
Here he comes. Boogie-dee, boogie-dee. There he goes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
About play. yourself. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I see. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get that bullet. No, Tom. Here it come, right out of the teeth seat. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his tail. Made a hook shot and got out through the confession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, don't look, Ethel! Too late. He'd already got a free shot. Ran step. Right there in front of the home. Hey.
Stevens and the street. We have a clear, chilly 44 degrees in Fort Wayne right now, 21 minutes after the hour right
now. Mr. Farmer, the powerful new International Super 100 electric fencer holds even the meanest bulls. Many farmers even use the new International Super 100 electric fencer without any insulators on wood posts, and it still delivers a stinging shock. Listen to what Don Seafried, who farms near DeWitt, Michigan, says about it.
I'd been listening to the commercials on the International Super 100 and decided I'd try one, and I've been real pleased with it. This Super 100 has done a real job for us. We had two large bulls, a Hereford and an Angus, and a single barbed wire with this Super 100 on it kept them apart. Our Super 100 has been the most effective electric fencer that we've ever owned because you can depend on it at any kind of weather and know your livestock will be kept in.
See a demonstration of this new International Super 100 fencer with a replaceable power module for continuous trouble-free service.
Now, you see it at the International Super 100 electric fencer at Hobegger Schaefer in Decatur, Indiana.
Does travel fascinate you? Well, listen to this. You can travel and get paid for it. Morgan Driveway Incorporated, one of the world's greatest transporters of mobile homes and travel trailers, needs owner-operators right now. No experience necessary because Morgan trains you at no charge. If you're 25 years old or older, in good health, have a good driving record, and own or can purchase a late model 3-ton short wheelbase tractor with fifth wheel to pull company-owned low-boy semi-trailers and want to be in a challenging business, well, this is your chance to be a Morgan man. For additional information and truck requirements, contact Morgan Driveway, 2822 West Lexington Avenue, Elkhart, Indiana, or phone collect area code 219-293-1585. That's Morgan Driveway, Elkhart, Indiana, phone 219-293-1585, or just write Morgan in care of WoWo Radio, Fort Wayne.
Now at 23 minutes after 5, let's get over to Jay and his guest this morning.
Well, this morning, A.T. Mulberry, who is sales supervisor for Federal Crop Insurance in this part of the country, his office, I believe, in Coldwater, came into business. And from the standpoint of Federal Crop Insurance, I think maybe the best way to handle this thing, A.T., is just to ask you, what would you like to talk to our farmers about? Let me first of all tell you, I'm glad to have you here.
Jay, it's good to be here. It's always nice to visit with you, as we were discussing a little bit before we got on the air. From what I can find out, and as far as I'm concerned, you've become an institution in your own time, and I think this is pretty well, almost a legend. So this is great.
Nice thing to say.
Well, I like to say nice things. It makes me feel good, and I hope it makes you feel good. Okay, talk about federal crop insurance. This being May now, why, one of the first things we should talk about is the last day that we can accept applications or offer federal crop insurance on corn, soybeans, and tomatoes in this area is May the 10th, which is only a couple of weeks away. And if you're anybody's interested, Jay, in having their soybeans or their corn insured under our program, why, they would have to let the county office know, or the office for their county, which could be Fort Wayne here, it might be Rochester, could be Muncie, could be Coldwater, could be Defiance. And if they let them know, why, we'll try to get somebody out there to give them the details. We just put out a news release, like we're doing with you this morning, indicating that investment costs and all costs are just going up. And the farmers right now, this year, 1974, Jay, are spending more money and earmarking more money to get their crops in for this year than ever before. It's an unusual situation. The price rise and the cost came up last fall when everybody got a lot of money for some of their harvested crops. It looked like they were making a lot of money. And now then, the shoe's on the other foot, and there's a lot of money going out. So we have more farmers and more producers than ever before literally coming to us and saying, what about this federal crop? Are you going to be able to protect all of our investment? Or what's the story? Well, by its very nature, Jay, we can't move quite as fast as the energy crisis made the prices move. And so we'd be the first one to admit that we're a little bit behind maybe in covering total investment. But we can give guarantees that are not available elsewhere to the producer and can help him hedge a little bit against, against a situation maybe like we had here a couple Wednesdays ago, the day of the twisters. Now, that was a spectacular thing, but interestingly enough, the thing that costs us the most money from the standpoint of indemnities, Jay, is drought, not enough rain. And then the next biggest thing that we pay on is too much water.
Well, as you were talking a moment ago, I was thinking, I don't think there has ever been a time when a man stood to lose so much from crop failure as this year.
Oh, this is so true, because just take the fertilizer costs. My goodness, it's not only is it some of the different analysis is difficult to get, anhydrous in particular, but the cost is way up. And some of the costs for the feeders, and if they, let's take a cattle feeder or a dairy man. My goodness, if he would lose his corn or he'd lose soybeans to help him get soybean meal for the cattle feeder, his protein, and he'd have to literally pay twice for this feed, why, then not only is the price high right now, but then that's going to double the situation.
Oh, with that as an introduction, we'll be back in a quarter after 6 to talk some more with A.T. Mulberry about federal crop insurance. And as I was saying earlier, I don't think there's ever been a time when a man risks so much as he's risking in 1974 in his crop production.
We'll help him all we can, Jay.
All right. We'll be back a quarter after 6.
Thank you, Mr. Mulberry and Jay, and that time coming up 28 minutes after 5. Friends, when was the last time you walked on a board sidewalk or looked close up at a wagon wheel or saw the glow from a gas lamp? Well, there is such a place. Souders Home Center, Graybill, Indiana. At Souders, these symbols of yesterday reflect the old-fashioned way that Souders do business. They care about customers, try to please them with service, sincerity, and a store full of the most beautiful, comfortable, and reasonably priced furniture you can hope to find. When you come to Souders, though, plan to spend some time since there's so much to see. 2 floors filled with furniture that's been chosen to fit the special taste of very special people, you, their customers. You'll enjoy looking at Souders' personal collection of antiques, tools, and other objects. They express so well that Souders is a place that hasn't lost touch with yesterday or with the importance of serving customers with furniture for any home. For all of your furniture needs, stop in soon at Souders Home Center, just 14 miles northeast of Fort Wayne at Graybill, Indiana.
Wawa wants to send you on a little trip to Indianapolis for the 500. We've got 4 tickets for you, plus 500 gallons of gas, 50 car washes to keep your car bright and shiny. Why not drive to the race in a brand new 74 Hurst Olds Cutlass S hardtop from Johnstone Olds, corner of Brooklyn and Crofton Road to Fort Wayne, exactly like the car that'll lead the pack as this year's official 500 pace car. It's all yours if you can unscramble Wowo's pace car puzzle. The puzzle is made from the serial number of a dollar bill we've sealed in an envelope and safely locked away. We'll give you daily clues to help piece the puzzle together. If we call and you give us the exact numbers, unit by unit, you win the entire prize package, including the Hurst Gold pace car. Even if you don't get it right, we'll send you a yo-yo radio so you can listen to the 500 on WoWo. Send your name and address and phone number to Puzzle, WoWo, Fort Wayne, 46802.
Let's pause now, since it's coming up 5:30. We'll save our song of inspiration till we get out to the barn. This is the Little Red Barn program with Jay Gould, yours truly, Bob Sievers. Earl Finkel, our weatherman, Jerry Hoffman, our newsman, and probably Homer Evans or Dave Snyder at the transmitter. And this is the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now, Jay, the update.
It's clear and 44 degrees in Fort Wayne, and we'll be back to the new forecast in a moment. Democrats on the House Impeachment Committee do not feel that President Nixon's Watergate transcripts comply with a subpoena for tapes. The White House is to release a new statement on the economy today following the expiration of wage and price controls for virtually all industries. A union source says dock workers at West Coast ports may go on strike this morning to win a cost-of-living pay boost. Syria reports that its forces destroyed one Israeli tank and an arms dump in pre-dawn clashes on Mount Hermon. And Secretary of State Kissinger arrived in Alexandria last night to discuss the Middle East situation with his most enthusiastic supporter in the Arab world, Egyptian President Sadat. We'll have more complete news when Jerry Hoffman gets here at 6 o'clock. Now let's see what Finkel says about this weather. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 60s and west winds to 20 miles an hour. Tonight fair to partly cloudy with an overnight low near 40 degrees and light north winds. Tomorrow increasing cloudiness and a 50% chance of showers or storms by tomorrow night. High in the upper 60s with light winds. And Friday, partly cloudy, with the chance of morning and nighttime showers again. High in the upper 60s, with gusty west winds to 20 miles per hour. Presently in Fort Wayne, a clear 44 degrees. The humidity is 89%, the wind out of the west at 9, the pressure 30.11, and rising. You're listening to Little Ed Barn program. You told her that, did you? Well, then I'll just talk about the track and trail horse feed. It's locally milled, fresh and palatable horse feeds in four important formulations available at Souders Farm. For foals 3 to 6 months of age, provide track and trail foal creep with 17% high-quality protein and the proper levels of calcium, phosphorus, and trace elements. For weanlings, depend on track and trail foal grow to build bones, muscles, and sound legs and body. For the growing yearling, horses in training or working mares with foals and breeding stallions offer complete nutrition with track and trail high performance. If you're a weekend pleasure rider, give your equine friend track and trail special all-purpose horse feed. Contains hay for easy feeding. Track and trail horse feeds developed by a world leader in animal nutrition. Your horse depends on you. Make sure he gets track and trail horse feed in the yellow bag and at Souders Farm at Grayville. They're also offering Tiz Whiz horse feed and Souders Champion horse feeds.
By the way, before we head out to the barn, are you looking for something exciting to do this weekend? Then visit the Elm Club in Cecil, Ohio, and dance to the exciting sounds of Jerry's Country and Rock Band, Friday and Saturday night from 9 until 2 a.m. Or bring your own instrument and join in the jam session all day Sunday. Chicken, shrimp, hamburgers, good drinks are served Tuesday through Sunday from 1 p.m. till 2 a.m. That's the Elm Club. Elm as in elm tree. The Elm Club, formerly the Traveler's Inn, on Highway 24 between Antwerp and Cecil, Ohio. All right, Jay, let's head out to the barn.
Hey, look off there to the east. You can still see him. I wonder what those two great, big, brilliant stars off there to the east are on these mornings. Do you know?
No, I should ask my good friend Bert Leifer. He would know.
I never did get around to... there's so many things I didn't get around to, but that's one of the things I never did get around to learning.
I'm guessing one is Venus, but
star
I'm not sure. I'm guessing one is Venus.
I can't see how she's dressed.
Well, anyway,
she's streaking across the sky, huh?
That's right.
That's right. But I don't know what those two are. I remember when that comet was supposed to be here, my little fat lady and I sat out until our eyes smarted trying to look and find it, see it. That was a big flopperoo, wasn't it?
I think Kohoutek kind of outsmarted us. Yeah, that's right. Yep,
what was
come
that?
On.
That was Venus and Jupiter, wasn't it?
What?
The two stars that we saw, where we're supposed to see the...
I forget now. I wish you would... If you're going to ask... I don't like to admit my ignorance on the air. I'm just quoting you. Just ask me while we've got the music.
Well, on. After I've been on the air as long as I have, Bob, there isn't any hope of fooling people anymore. They know how ignorant I am. I even said Juniper, didn't I?
Well, I knew what you meant. You corrected yourself. I didn't have to correct you. Now that we're out here at the barn, we didn't have time for our song of inspiration the last half hour. So here it is at this time. Maybe you'll want to sing along with Judy Collins' Amazing Grace.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious is that grace of here.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Well, time now, 20 and a half before 6, before 7 in Ohio and Michigan. We've got a clear 44 degrees in Fort Wayne, mostly sunny today, with a high in the upper 60s, our outlook, so it looks like a nice day. By the way, we can get this carpeting for you in only 6 short months. Are you tired of hearing this or similar replies when you're shopping for carpeting?
Well, if so, check with Allen Floor Coverings in Fort Wayne. They offer one of the largest selections of carpeting actually in stock in this entire area at the lowest possible prices. There's no need to wait for months for special shipments when you select your carpeting that's already in stock at Allen Floor. In addition to this, they offer speedy installation. And if you so desire, in other words, you can choose it now and get it now. More and more carpet buyers are shopping Allen Floor for this one reason alone. Of course, there are plenty of other reasons, like low, low money-saving prices. Revitalize the beauty and comfort of your home, and do it now with carpeting from Allen Floor. No waiting. Plenty of fresh new spring arrivals. Shop Allen Floor for carpeting that's in stock. They're open evenings till 9, Saturdays till 5, at 2712 South Calhoun, just two doors south of Pontiac in Fort Wayne, Allen Floor.
Okay, you guys out there. You guys who wait for that once-a-year special deal on pickups from Ford, wake up! Because right now, for a limited time, you can get Ford's Explorer Specials, equipped again this year with special option packages at discount prices. So, wake up! And take advantage of things like special paint, special trim, bright windshield and drip moldings, wheel covers, box rails, special mirrors and tape stripe in a choice of option packages that include things like power steering, cruise-o-matic, even air conditioning and tinted windows at discount prices. So if it's time to blow taps for your old pickup, then charge on down to your Ford dealer and see the Explorer Specials now.
Sale prices now on Ford Explorer Specials. Good selections at real savings, but supplies are limited. So see your Ford dealer, the truck professional, right away.
All right, Jay.
Well, it's time to look at the markets on hog slaughter under federal inspection laws. Been fairly liberal the first 2 days of this week, and the prices showed some additional weakness in the Midwest yesterday. In cattle, slaughter steers and heifers were steady to 50 cents higher, except those 1,200 pounds and heavier, the steers, they were 50 cents lower. Choice steers, 39.5 to 41.5 in the eastern area, up to 43 for the top. The heavier weights, 12 to 1,300 pounds, 38 to 41. Choice slaughter heifers, 38.5 to 40.75. They were loading the eastern area, the top at 42. Slaughter cows held steady, except at Oklahoma City, where they were 50 to a dollar lower. Extremes off $2. Utility and commercial cows brought 26.5 to 31. Butcher hogs ranged steady to 50 cents lower. At the eastern terminals, best weights in grades 30 to 31, and in the western, 29.5 to 30.25. In direct trade in Ohio, 29.75 to 30.25, and Indiana, 28.75 to 29.75. In sheep and lambs, the demand prevailed for spring lambs, and the prices were strong to 50 cents higher. Old crop slaughter lambs steady to strong. Choice prime spring lambs sold from 43 to 44, and old crop 41 to 42.5. Wholesale egg offerings in New York were fully adequate to ample, and the demand light, fancy large whites, 41 to 45, fancy mediums, 35 to 39, and smalls, 31 to 34. On the Chicago Board of Trade, commodity future prices were generally mixed after moving through virtually all of the session in a rather narrow range. Trade was fairly mixed in the opening. Prices generally were uneven. At the close, Chicago wheat futures down some 7 cents, with a May option only $3.85. Corn was unchanged to 2.5 higher, May 277. Oats were mixed, May 543. Closing cash grain in Chicago. Wheat closed down 7.5 cents at 384. Corn up 1.75, 281. Oats down 1.25, $1.46. And soybeans up 0.25, 5.41 and a quarter. The New York stock market was little changed in sluggish trading yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was higher, 0.78 higher, at 835.42. That is briefly the market story. You know what kind of diamond ring style you like, and he knows how much he can afford. What Art Carved has to offer can make you both happy. Art Carved knows that you must have the best diamond and wedding rings for the price,
And at Parrish Bauer Jewelry, Decatur, Indiana, you can find the art carved style which perfectly expresses your love and individuality. You'll find hundreds of beautiful styles at all price ranges at Bauer Jewelry. When it comes to diamonds, art carved handcrafts them with the strictest attention to styling and quality and value. So when you fall in love, remember art carved and Bauer Jewelry, if you can think of them, with 29 years of experience in the finest jewelry. And that's why they handle art carved. More brides and grooms choose art carved rings. It's your assurance of value. Stop by Ferris Bauer Jewelry today at 149 North 2nd Street in Decatur, Indiana. Open Wednesday and Friday nights till 9, a member of the American Gem Society. But Ferris will never give you the bargain that I got when I bought my diamond for the little fat lady.
Why is that?
Well, I got a pretty good size one. You can big enough to see.
Mm-hmm.
For $35. I don't remember how many weeks it took me to make payments on it, but...
All right.
You still got it.
All right. The Bloodmobile today will be at the I&M plant here in Fort Wayne from 1:30 till 5, and at the Continental Steel plant in Kokomo from 10 till 4, and the X-ray cruiser today will be at Rogers Fairfield Market from 10 until 5. Mostly sunny today, our outlook, and we have a rather cool, clear 44 degrees in Fort Wayne at 13.5 before 6.
Somewhere I know I'm gonna find it, babe. It'll have my love behind, and it will be a symphony. There's a melody I'll play it through, especially for you, and all the words of you are very special love song. Don't be surprised if you're sitting alone, you hear.
Special love. Whoa, time now is 11 minutes before 6 o'clock out here at the Little Red Barn. Hobeggers of Burn, Indiana has furniture for everyone. If you're a young apartment owner, home dwellers without families who want style, or family people who want child-proof construction, Hobegger Furniture at Burn, Indiana has exactly what you need. Hobeggers have made it their business to carefully select quality furniture designed and coordinated for today's living, and at prices that you can afford. Hobeggers customer service starts working for you as soon as you've made your selection. Whether it's carpet, draperies, furniture, or appliances, one of the owners of Hobeggers will personally come to your home to supervise the delivery and installation of your purchase. You'll know that Hobeggers really care about you. So the next time you think furniture, think Hobegger Furniture, Burn, Indiana. Call them. They'll help you with any furnishing problem you may have. They're listed in the yellow pages under Furniture.
That's Habegger Furniture in Bern, Indiana.
If you don't understand all this shouting about the interest your savings can earn, we know how you feel. Try to confuse you with annual yields and new methods of calculating interest on your savings. Just remember this. Lincoln National Bank pays the maximum interest on savings that the law allows. No other bank can offer more than we offer. Our people wouldn't want it any other way.
Jay, it's 9 minutes before six right now. Have you noticed how the dandelions are blooming?
I don't think we've ever had so many dandelions around the country as we have now.
You know, I was going to kid Wayne Rothgib and ask you to tell him about Dandelion Killer. We were out there yesterday in their front yard at the station. It's really beautiful. It's just a sea of yellow. I said I was going to take a sprinkling can and go out with some weed killer and spell W-O-W-O right in front of the lawn of W-K-J-T.
Well, we'll have to do that. My neighbors across the road, the Schaefers, they send me dandelion seeds, and I really got them this year. But see, I've got that row of Russian dandelions that we grew in the garden.
Didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, they're just wonderful, but you have to keep picking them blossoms off, or otherwise they'll go to seed, and my goodness, if they got out, great big plants like they are, they'd kill a patch a foot long or wide across.
Is that right?
Yeah, and... as soon as I get so I can get in on, over the mud, I've got to go and pick those. They're all blossoming now. As A.T. Mulberry and I were talking, I was thinking, one of the biggest betting games, and that's what insurance is always, one of the biggest betting games in our country today concerns the size of this year's corn crop. And that's betting, that's all of you folks who don't farm and the folks who do farm. It's just the folks who eat. Anybody else isn't interested. The reason is that the present stocks of corn... And corn means beef and pork and chickens and all, are barely enough to last until the new crop gets available next fall. And so the size of that new crop, that 74 crop, is going to largely determine the price of corn for the next 15 months. And as the price of corn is determined, so is the price of beef and pork and eggs and mutton and all. And you know, the average yield per acre is going to be the determining factor. And I happen to be rather pessimistic about that average yield. If the yield is normal or greater, the shortages of corn will be over, and the prices are pretty apt to slide downhill. Farmers who sell before the decline may increase their incomes by a third or more. But if yields fall considerably below normal, the prices may rise both before and after harvest. In that case, farmers who hold their crops for the higher prices will be the winners. It's just a gamble. But my guess is that there's going to be enough shortage of that nitrogen fertilizer so that our average corn yield is going to be lower than normal. I don't know if this is right or not. And every time I open my mouth, I'm afraid of saying the wrong thing. And I run a pretty good chance of saying it. But I have a feeling that there's a lot of this corn going in without enough nitrogen, which is going to reduce the production per acre. We know we're going to have lots of in the fields. Of course, right now is a critical time because we need to get that corn in the ground. Now the soil is warm enough, and we're all set to plant it. But we got to get fingers turn the water off.
Right, Jorgen Ingman now, just a little Apache at 6:06, while we get the weather summary together.
Thank you.
beautiful, exotic, and full of history. Bob Seavers and Fort Wayne Travel invite you to come along with them aboard the SS Stottendam, arriving in Hamilton, Bermuda, for four fabulous days of fun and festivities like you've never before experienced. Saturday, May 25th, you'll leave Fort Wayne aboard United Airlines, arrive in New York, and leave aboard the SS Stottendam, arriving in Hamilton, Bermuda, May 27th for a four-day stay, where you'll enjoy sights and sounds you've always dreamed about. Tour Harrington Sound, the old capital of St. George. Take an alluring cruise with a picnic lunch on lovely Hawkins Island. You'll leave Hamilton, Bermuda, Thursday afternoon for New York and return to Fort Wayne Saturday, June 1st. So jot it down on your calendar so you won't miss a chance of a lifetime. For more information, contact Fort Wayne Travel Service. Bermuda, beautiful, exotic, and full of history.
Remember, for more information, just write Bermuda Tour, WoWo Radio, Fort Wayne. And remember, August 10th, 3 weeks in Africa, and next year, around the world. Now it's time for our summary of the weather. Flash floods continue to endanger portions of Texas this morning. Heavy thunderstorms are continuing there. Flash flood watches were in effect through the night over most of the north and central northeast Texas area, where locally heavy rains were expected at daybreak again. Flash flood watches were also in effect for a portion of southwest Texas, east of the Pecos River Valley. The heavy thunderstorm activity is associated with a slowly moving cold front, which extends from southern New Jersey through south central Texas. The thunderstorms extend from Texas into New Mexico and a band through central Louisiana into West Virginia. A large area of scattered showers and thundershowers continued in eastern Ohio and over many sections of Pennsylvania during the night. Fair skies were the rule over the South Atlantic coastal states, the mid-Mississippi Valley, into the Central Plains, and over the desert southwest. The temperature range around the country at 2 o'clock this morning, from 29 degrees in International Falls, Minnesota, to 80 degrees at Blythe, California. At 5 o'clock this morning, an even freezing 32 degrees at Houghton, Michigan. Yesterday's highest in Fort Wayne was 65, the lowest was 46. Today is the 1st of May, and the highest ever recorded here in Fort Wayne for this date was 88 in 1942. The lowest on record for this date, 27 in 1963. Degree days yesterday in Fort Wayne, 9. Yesterday, midnight to midnight, 0.8 inch of rainfall, putting us at 3.44 for the entire month of April, 0.12 below normal, 11.74 for the year, or 0.74 above normal. And the sun rose this morning at Fort Wayne at 21 minutes before 6 o'clock, just about 20 minutes ago, and will set tonight at 7:37.
In Fort Wayne, your Mobile Life Sales and Service Center is at 7501 Lincoln Highway East. Mobile Life Home, a subsidiary of National Gibson.
Mostly sunny. Today, with a high in the mid-60s, west winds to 20. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy with an overnight low near 40 degrees and light north winds. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers or storms by night, high in the upper 60s with light winds. And Friday, partly cloudy with a chance of morning and nighttime showers, high in the upper 60s and gusty west winds to 20. Presently in Fort Wayne, we are clear, 44 degrees, the humidity 89%, the wind out of the west 9, and the pressure 30.11 and rising. You're listening to the Little Red Barn program that comes to you every morning of the week with Bob Seaver, Jerry Hoffman, Earl Finkel, and me, Jay Gould. Over the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, Westinghouse WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
After deliberating for 8 hours, the jury has found Joseph Buchanan guilty of first-degree murder. Buchanan was charged with a...